Hello everyone, you're listening to Poetry to the Brim. Today I'll be reading the poem The Danger Moments by the British-American poet Denise Levertov. This one is from her exquisite collection, Sands of the Well, published in 1996, the year before her death. I'll be leaving a link of Levertov herself reading the poem in the show notes section at the bottom of the episode transcript. For this episode, I highly recommend you have the poem text visible, since I'll be talking quite a bit about its form. The Danger Moments by Denise Levertov. Some days, some moments shiver in extreme fragility. A trembling brittleness of oak and iron. Splinterings, glassy shatterings, threaten. Evaporations of granite. These are the danger moments. Different from fear of what we do, have done, may do. Different from apprehension of mortality, the closing cadence of lived phrases, a continuum. These are outside the pattern. You've heard the way infant and ancient sleepers stop sometimes between one breath and the next. You know the terror of watching them. It's like that. As if the world were a thought God was thinking and then not thinking. Divine attention turned away. Will breath and thought resume? They do. For now. So I think this is a model poem in terms of how much one can accomplish via the form of a poem. As I mentioned in the intro, I'll mostly be discussing what I noticed about the form, and then end with a few words about what I gathered to be its meaning and significance. Before going into the poem's form, I wanted to quote Levertov from her book of prose called The Poet in the World, where she goes beyond the typical understanding of form. As you know, the number of lines and stanzas, the common formal types, sonnets, sestinas, and so on. She says, quote, "Form is the total interactive functioning of content and language, including every contributing element," unquote. She states elsewhere that the form is revealed by the demands of the content, and yet, quote, "can only be discovered in form," unquote. In other words, form is spoken into existence by what is being said. I really recommend that book, by the way, for both readers and writers of poetry. All right, so now I'll speak a little bit about the poem's form, analyzing it from top to bottom mostly. In the first stanza, the first thing to notice is all the susurration, or those S sounds, those whisperings. Some days, some moments, brittleness, splinterings, glassy shatterings, evaporations, moments in the phrase, the danger moments. All these seemingly dangerous whispering sounds help to set the emotional tone of the poem. Then there is the enjambment after a trembling brittleness into of oak and iron. In poetry, enjambment is where a line runs over into the next line without a comma or period stopping it. In this case, the brittleness just seems to hang there for the slightest of moments before resolving in the next line with the material metaphors of the nature of the brittleness as like oak and iron. Splinterings, glassy shatterings is enjambed and then resolved into the single word line threaten. And then in contrast, there's a few end stop lines with periods that have T sounds. The lines that end with fragility, threaten, and granite. These T sounds are unvoiced, meaning they don't use the larynx when sounded out. The larynx is the muscular organ that contains our vocal cords, and it's almost as if the larynx can't be used, as it were, to stop the danger spoken about in the poem. Also, I like how the first stanza ends with what's essentially the thesis of the poem. These are the danger moments. This placement is kind of like we were taught in school, where the final sentence of the first paragraph of an essay or a paper should be the thesis. And then I love how the second stanza begins with the word different and continues to explain the thesis a bit more. In the second stanza, there's the alliteration in closing cadence, which enjambs into the next line that continues the alliteration with continuum. Also, of course, a visual scan of the poem's form on the page, without even reading it, will suggest something special about the third stanza. It's just a single line, a powerful stanza. These are outside the pattern. The line itself is outside the pattern of the stanzas the rest of the poem abides by. This is a pristine example of form enacting the content. So I won't go through the rest of the poem's form in detail, but perhaps you, dear listener, can, if you're interested, as a sort of exercise. Consider where the lines are breaking, if the lines are end-stopped or enjambed, and whether those choices make sense and enhance what the poem is trying to say. Regarding the meaning and significance of the poem, I think it considers the particular danger that's apparent when we humans, as pattern-sensing animals, cannot square a phenomenon or experience within a pattern we know. We might know so many significant things, such as the fact of mortality, the closing cadence of lived phrases, which are themselves part of the continuum of life, but Levertov is considering those moments of uncertainty that do not bend to our mind's inclination to try to make sense of things. Our bodies and minds intuit and know when something fits a pattern, but the more we can live in the danger moments, those moments of complete uncertainty, the more we will move through life with acceptance, with permeability, gratitude, and enough space for its grace. This is precisely what it would mean to have what John Keats called negative capability, the capacity to dwell in mystery, doubt, and the unknown without irritable grasping after fact or reason. There's an intensity and beautifully strange quality to life when we realize the patterns we know can be broken at any moment. The poem leaves us with a ponderous question to contemplate. How will we live in the danger moments? I'd say that to live into those moments with negative capability and a sort of levity that seems tonally absent from the poem might be the answer. The Danger Moments by Denise Levertov. Some days, some moments, shiver in extreme fragility. A trembling brittleness of oak and iron. Splinterings, glassy shatterings, threaten. Evaporations of granite. These are the danger moments. Different from fear of what we do, have done, may do. Different from apprehension of mortality, the closing cadence of lived phrases, a continuum. These are outside the pattern. You've heard the way infant and ancient sleepers stop sometimes between one breath and the next. You know the terror of watching them. It's like that. As if the world were a thought God was thinking and then not thinking. Divine attention turned away. Will breath and thought resume? They do. For now. Thanks for listening to Poetry to the Brim. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with a friend or two who might also enjoy it. If you read the poem differently and would like to share your thoughts with me, or just have general suggestions about the show, I'd love to hear them. Feel free to message me on Twitter or Instagram at acyanlight, or email the show at poetrytothebrim@gmail.com. Also, you can find a full transcript of the episode on the website at podcast.poetrytothebrim.com. There you can also subscribe to stay up to date by email for when I release a new episode, as well as find ways to support the show. All right. Thanks again. Until next time.